I don't need to explain the analysis of the results for the last one. That's pretty straightforward. You're using your rulers and making measurements. Once you do that, I mean, when it comes time to do that, after I'm done talking, your plates from last time are up in that little basket up by my purse. So, get that. By the way, there's no need to open those dishes up to use the ruler. You can measure the zones of inhibition from the bottom, just where you labeled them with the marker into quadrants. Don't open them up. That just because it's bacteria in there that you don't really want to be touching. Use gloves though, anyway, even though you're not opening up. And when you're done with them, just put them back in that basket. The new stuff though is quantifying bacterial numbers, which is 3.5 on page 96, and this is pretty straightforward too, but I want to describe why we're doing what we're doing. Quantifying bacterial numbers simply means counting bacteria. Quantifying is counting. And this isn't so straightforward because bacteria are invisible. Not only are they cells, they're cells that are only about 1/1000th the volume of your own cells, which we also can't see. So they're very tiny things. You can't just get in there and look at individual cells, say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But it's often useful to be able to quantify them to know how many you have on hand for whatever reason in the experiment. And what we're going to do is what is called serial dilution. Now, serial simply means as a series or one after another. And dilution, of course, refers to making some liquid mixture weaker and weaker, right? For instance, if you have someone made you coffee too strong, that coffee is a solution, really. It's a liquid mixture, and you can dilute the coffee simply by adding some more water. It won't be as strong. Okay? So when you do a dilution of a solution, really what you do is add more of which component of the solution? What are the basic components of a chemical solution?
Solvent and solute.
Solvent and solute.
Adding more solvent.
Exactly. When you dilute a solution, you're adding more solvent. So now you have the same amount of solute in a bigger volume, therefore the concentration goes down. Well, today we're not, technically what we're using are not actually solutions, because the things that we're interested in are not solute particles. They're not actually dissolved. Instead, they're suspended in that watery mixture. So instead of calling it a solution, we call it a suspension. What are the things that are suspended? The bacteria themselves. They're suspended in this liquid. And it's this, you know, as they were last time. When you had your green top tubes, just like you have today, only these ones actually are E. coli this time. There are so many millions of or billions of bacteria suspended in that liquid. That's why it's called a suspension. Okay? What we're going to do is serial dilution. So, by the way, don't be confused by number one. That has already been done. So start with number two. But always pay attention to the pictures on the side, because if you're unsure of what you're doing, look at the picture. Anyway, when you get down to doing the actual dilution, you in step five, notice that by then you've already put 900 microliters of LB broth, which doesn't have any bacteria in it. It's just the liquid part, right? It's the stuff that it's their food, basically, but it's also their environment. But the 900 microliters that you already have put into each of these tubes that you've labeled, these little microcentrifuge tubes, the plastic ones, that is sterile. It doesn't have any living bacteria in it. But imagine each tube has 900 microliters in it. Well, then in step 5, you pipe at 100 microliters of the suspension that has the bacteria in it into that first microcentrifuge tube. Okay, so it already had 900 microliters of liquid in it. Then you put 100 other microliters, including the bacteria, into it, so it has a total of 1,000 microliters in it at that point, right? Which is also 1 milliliter. 1,000 microliters equals 1 milliliter. But the point here is that since you've added, you know, you had an original concentration of bacteria in that tube with the green top, and you've added that one part, 100 microliters, to 9 parts, 900 microliters, of what is called diluent, the stuff that makes it more dilute. Okay, so now you have the same number of bacteria, but in 10 times the volume of liquid, because you've added 9 times that volume in diluent. Is everyone following me? Well, tell me the truth, because you need to know, you understand this. Okay, good. Let me try to draw it. If you already have 900 microliters of your LB, because that's step 4, you put that into each of those tubes. This is the first tube. Then you're drawing from the green-topped tubes that have the bacteria in it, 100 more microliters, and you're spilling that into here, but then you're mixing them up. Okay? Now, this same number of bacteria are in 10 times the volume that they were originally, because they're all going to spread out. So this is diluting this suspension of bacteria, right? It used to be, let's just call the number of bacteria that were in this 100 microliters that you draw out, let's just call that N. There's N of them, before you put it into this tube, there's N of those in 100 microliters. That's the concentration, whatever the number N is. This many bacteria per 100 microliters. Well, when you add that to 900 microliters of liquid that doesn't have any bacteria in it, now you still have N, but they're in a total of 1,000 microliters, 900 plus 100. So now they're 1/10 as crowded, right? See what I'm saying? That dilutes them by 10 times. That's called a 1/10 dilution. Okay, so that's what you have now in this tube. And when it's mixed, that same number of bacteria are all dispersed. This is 1/10 as concentrated as the original stuff is with the green lids. But notice that on the next step, then, after you mix this well, and how do you mix this tube well?
Vortex.
The vortexer. Then you take your micropipetter with a fresh tip, and you draw out 100 microliters from this stuff. And you put that into the next tube that already has 900 microliters of liquid in it. Which means now you're diluting what's already diluted another 10 times in the next tube. You see what I'm saying? So that second tube is going to only be 1/10 of 1/10 as strong, or 1/100 as strong. Then you mix it, draw from it, and put it into the next one. And that third one's only going to be 1/1,000th as strong. 1/10 times 1/10 times 1/10. And then 1/10,000th as strong, 1/100th, 1/100,000th as strong, and however many times you do it. I think it's 6 times, right? So that means you're going to have these tubes labeled 10, 100, 1,000, and so on, that are progressively lower and lower concentration of bacteria. But the reason that we do this is because we're going to put these things onto some plates, which I don't see sitting out, so I'm going to have to call about where he put those. But anyway, when you put them onto plates, I guess it's only 5 that you do, right? I'm just looking at the pictures. Okay, however many it is. Anyway, each of these tubes is going to be used for its own plate, right? And so when you use a little loop, as it's called, that you dip into here, or not, no, I think you're going to be using micropipetters, just like you did last time. You take it out, put it into the middle of the plate, and then spread it. The point here is that each plate, corresponding to each tube, is going to have a different concentration of bacteria in it. We're doing this for the ultimate goal of counting how many bacteria were in that original solution. But remember I talked about a lawn last time? If you have too many bacteria, there's so many dots here that when you let them grow and they become colonies, all the colonies will grow together. And you won't know how many colonies there were. It just looks like one huge city. Okay? So you can't get any count from that. Therefore, you go to the next plate, which you started with as being only one-tenth as many. Well, it might be a lawn, too. You don't know what the proper degree of dilution is so that you can see individual colonies. But you make several in the hopes that one of these plates will be just the right concentration so that you have so few original bacterial cells spread out when you make your plates that when you let them grow, they'll just grow into colonies that you can see apart from each other. Okay? Now, a colony is millions of bacterial cells. That's why you can see it. But each colony really represents what was originally just one cell in that position. Because the colony results from one cell splitting into two, and then two into four, and so on. So every resident in one colony comes from that original single cell. Okay? So if you can count individual colonies, you can count how many single cells you had there originally. And if you know what the dilution factor was in the ones that gave you your count, you can back calculate to know how many bacterial cells there were in that original suspension with the green lids that you used. That's the whole idea. So you make several different dilutions in the hope that at least one of them will be the right one that can give you a count. Maybe more than one will. Does that make sense? Okay, let me go to the back and see what's up with the plates.